This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim habaim. It's mamish. It's impossible to do a iyun sugya on Daf Tes Amud Aleph in Ksubis. There's so many major inyanim here. You have the topic of Svek Sveika, of course. You have the subject of Svek Sveika le'isser. The Gemara is using Svek Sveika le'hater. Today, this morning, we're going to speak about Svek Sveika le'isser. B'siyata d'shmaya. We're going to talk about Cheskas Haguf versus Cheskas Kashrus. We're going to talk about Svek Sveika ha'misapeches. And the way Chazaka works. So, let's just review the Gemara very briefly. The Gemara says that how does it help? Rabbi Lezer says that if a man says, I married my wife and she's not a basula, I found her entrance was open, he's believed to aser her, he's believed to say that she's not a basula and she lived with another man, ask the Gemara why. It's a svek sveka. First of all, maybe it happened when she was married. Maybe it happened before she was married. And even if it happened when she was married, maybe she was raped. So the Gemara gives two answers. The Gemara says, first of all, by an Eishes Kohen, where even if she's raped, she's going to be usher to the Kohen. So there's only one Suffolk. Suffolk, it happened when she was married. Suffolk, it happened before she was married. Or the Gemara says, it's talking about where the father accepted Kedushin for her when she was less than 3 years and a day. So it clearly did not happen before she was married, because if it happened before she was married, then the Basulim would have grown back. It's one Shaila, Oines, and Ratzain. So by Koyein, the Shaila is Tachtav, Lav Tachtav. By someone who the father accepted Kedushin less than three, it's a Shaila of Oines and Ratzain. Let's see the first Taisus. The small Taisus de Rehamaschel, Loit Sricha Be'eshas Kohen. What we're going to do is we're going to try to read these two Taisus in, and then we're going to go back. Okay? Because I want you to have in mind these two Taisus in to be able to. You have to know both Taisus to then dig in to each one. So Taisus has a kasha. We're talking about Eshas Kohen, and there's one suffix. Was it Tachtav or Lav Tachtav? As Toisvis, well, we know whenever there's a suffix, we follow Chazaka. V'im taimar, v'nukma acheskasa, shehi kesheira l'kuhuna. Why don't we establish her on her Chazaka that she's kosher to kuhuna? V'neima delav tachtav zinsa. And let us say that she was mezana lav tachtav. Meaning, why don't we use Chazaka? Chazaka should say that if there was anything, any act of impropriety, it happened lav tachtav. Why don't we say that she's kosher? She has cheskas kashrus lekahuna. So we should say lav tachtav. We should say, use cheskas kashrus lekahuna, and chazaka should paskan that it happened before she was married. Now, why is Tosfos asking that we should use cheskas kashrus lekahuna? Why doesn't Tosfos ask that let us use cheskas kashrus that she wouldn't do an avera? So it was probably be'oines. The answer is that's not going to help us, because it might have been oines tachtav. And Oines Tachtav would still be, she would still be usher to her husband. So Tosfos asks, use Cheskas Kashrus, that says it happened earlier. V'yesh loymar, de adaraba, islan lameymar, we should say, de hashta nivela, that she had bia now. Why? De ukma a Cheskas Haguf. We're going to utilize Cheskas Haguf, shahoysa besula, that she was a besula for the longest possible time. She was born a besula, and if those besulim were broken, Chazaka should say that it happened at the last possible moment. So now we have what we call the clash of the titans. We have a clash between two chazakas. We have Cheskas Kashra saying it happened lav tachtav. Cheskas Kash, meaning she had a status that she was kosher l'kuhuna. We should assume that status remains. And on the other hand, her body has a status that she's a basula. So the Cheskas Haguf should say that that status continues. And therefore, if anything happened, we should assume that her basulim were broken later. Now, Tosis doesn't just say it's chazaka versus chazaka, so it's in a standstill, so therefore it's a suffix, so therefore she's aser. Tosis says adiraba, chezkas haguf is stronger than chezkas kashrus l'kahuna, so therefore we should say that it happened later. Okay, so one question you could ask off the bat is if Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Cheskas Kashrus L'Kahuna, then why does the Gemara say that? Why does someone who say Pesach Besuach Matzasi Neman Lo Yisrael Lov it's a Sfek Sveika Sofek Tachtav Sofek Lav Tachtav? And even if it was Tachtav, maybe it was Ba'ines, maybe it was Baratzain. No. Cheskas Haguf should say it happened tachtav. So now we only have one suffix. That it happened, was it oines or was it baratzain? On the other hand, you'll say, well then, on the shayla, was it oines baratzain? We should say, Cheskas Kashrus should say it was baines. So then, the Gemara, in a certain sense, has a good question. The Gemara's question is, why do you believe it's a Sfek Sveika? And if you're going to start using Chazakas and say Chazaka should say that it happened Tachdav, well then use Chazaka, that Cheskas Kashrus, that it was Ba'inus. So the Gemara could still work out. Because the Gemara has two Sveikas. Regarding one Sfek, Cheskas Haguf says it happened later. Regarding Oynes Ratzon, Cheskas Kashrus says it was Oynes. But this is the first great principle we see from Tosfos. Cheskas Haguf takes care of Cheskas Kashrus. Cheskas Haguf is stronger than Cheskas Kashrus. Next Tosfos. V'yiboy seima, be'eshes Yisrael, dekibo ba'aviyah kedushin p'chusum ibas gemoshanim. As Toisvis, Vim Toimar, Akati Iko Svek Sveika. There's still a Svek Sveika here. Even by a father who accepted Kedushin for his daughter less than 3, so there's no Suffik anymore, Tachtav Lav Tachtav. Why is there no Suffik Tachtav Lav Tachtav? Because there's no Suffik Tachtav Lav Tachtav. Because if her Besulim were broken, they would have grown back. But there's still a double suffix. Suffix ba'oines, suffix baratzain. And even if it was willing, suffix kashi ketana, upite ketana oinesu, kidamrinam behabal yavimtoi. And even if you're going to say it was consensual, she agreed, but maybe she agreed when she was a ketana. And the seduction of a ketana is an oines, like we say in Habal Yevimtai and Yevamah Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Still a Sfek Sveika. Safek Ba'ainah Safek Baratzain. And even if it was Baratzain, maybe it was when she was a Katana. So Tosfos says, V'yesh Leimer, D'Shem Oines Chadhu. It's all Oines. It's not two different Sveikas. Safek ba'ainah safek baratzain, and if it was baratzain, maybe it was when she was a katana. But that bottom line is, and if it was baratzain, maybe it was ba'ainah. We already went through that possibility. It's one possibility. It's one possibility. It's not another tzad. It's the same tzad as ainah. Pita katanas anasu makes it the same tzad of ainah. So let me ask you one simple question here. What was Tosfos' kasha? Maybe it was Oynes, maybe it was Ratzain. And even if it was Ratzain, maybe when she was a Katana. Could you say the suffix the other way? Was it when she was a katana, or was it when she was a gedoyla? I got suffik ba'ina suffik baratzain. And even if it was ratzain, maybe it was when she was a katana. Could you say suffik katana suffik gedoyla? And even if it was a gedoyla, maybe it was an oinas? Could you say it both ways? Or could you say it even the first way? Suffik ba'ina suffik baratzain. And even if it was baratzain, maybe it was when she was a katana. There is no rot sign when she was a katana. Let's try this. Reb Kiveger has a chakira in what Tosis's answer is. Reb Kiveger says, "Bekavonas divrei Tosis, the shame onus chadhu, nechleku hamafarshim." This machlokes mafarshim what toisus means. It's all oinus. Im kavanasam. If toisus means kivan de hakol mitzad heter anasu, it's all both studim that it should be mutter. It's mitzad the heter of anus. Mali oinus ze umali anus de kanus. What difference does it make if it's this oinus or the oinus of kanus? Neither katnus or anus is a bigger heter. It's the same thing. Definitionally, anus and katnus is the exact same thing. It's all mitzad the heter of anus. Mali anus ze, mali anus de katnus. Or the kavanasam. Maybe what Tosis means is it's what we call a svek seka she'enu mishapech. It's a svek seka that cannot be said both ways. You could say, was it oines or was it ratzain? I'm sorry. You could say, was it as a katana, and then she would be mutter, or was it as a gedoyla? And even if it was a gedoyla, maybe it was oines. That you could say. But you can't say, was it oines or was it ratzain? And if it was ratzain, maybe it was a katana. There is no ratzain by katana. That's the chakira. Maybe what toisus means is that it's not a svek sveka hamis hapechas. Because you've now abolish the possibility of saying, was it ba'inus or was it baratzain? And even if it was baratzain, maybe it was as a katana. Well, there is no ratzain by katana. Okay, I'm not sure I should do this, but let's see the next point of Rabbi Kiveger. I really want to go on in Tosis to be able to go back. But Rabbi Kiveger says, Ulanias daiti nira lahachriya kiderecha echad. I would prefer to say, like the first shot of the Mefarshim, that oines and ratzoin as a katana is all the same. Why? D'lechayra kasha al teirutzam. You could ask on Tosis. D'lemayt sricham lo'okmei shekiva ba'avi ha'kedushin pachzim ba'ashalash. Why did the Gemara have to say the father accepted kedushin when she was less than three? Why can't it be kol shekibla kedushin ba'oida katana? Maspik deloy have a svek sveka. You hear this? Why'd the Gemara have to say the father accepted kedushin less than three? Let's say the father accepted kedushin when she's four, and now there's a possibility of lav tachtav. So it's not a svek sveka anymore. Do I have a svek sveka? Because if it's enoy tachtav, that's still katana, and it's all shame on ischadhu. You hear this unbelievable kasha, Rabbi Kiveger. The Gemara says the father accepted kedushin less than three. Why? Because that makes it that there's no possibility of lav tachtav. Ask Rabbi Kiveger, why did the Gemara have to abolish the possibility of Lav Tachtav? Let's leave that possibility open, that maybe it was Lav Tachtav. But why is Lav... But Lav Tachtav is... Oynes! Because she's a Ketana! So it's Shame Oynes Charu! So you say, no. It's not Shame Oynes Charu. It's a different name. It's a shame of Lav Tachtav. Ach Zainoi. Didavka ima Oynes Mikach Pita Ketana Onus, then it's Shame Char. Am Yesh Oyd Heter Mitzar Eina Tachtav. If the heter is Eina Tachtav, but it also happens to be Oynes de Katnus, that's not Shame Oynes Charu. Vigam and... One is more of a heter than the other. Because Lav Tachtav happens to be mutter to a kayin, but Tachtav Oynes is also to a kayin. So it's not Shem Chad, but it's still not a Svek Sveka HaMishapeches. You hear this Gevaldig Alamdus. It's still not Mishapeches. Why? V'zeh Nichal Aderech HaEchad. This fits well in according to the first understanding of Tosfos. That what Tosfos means is, it's shame chad, it's all oynes. But lav tachtav is not the same shame, and it's a bigger heter than oynes. But according to the second shot of Tosfos, you could still ask, why couldn't the father have accepted the kedushin while she was a ketana? But it's einam misapechas. Because you could say, was it a ketana? Or was it a gedoyla? And even if it was a gedoyla, maybe it was ba'oinas. Right? That you could say. Svek sveka. But you can't say the other way. You can't say, was it ba'oinas or was it ba'oratzain? And even if it was ba'oratzain, maybe it was lav tachtav? No, there is no ratzon lav tachtav because she was a katana. Diyef shalom rem tim salam baratzon shem en a tachtav, dim hay baratzon bevadai hi tachtav. Because before that, it can't be ratzon. According to the poiskim that hold, you need svek sveka misapeches, they would have to say, pitoi katana is not oynes. Because they have a question. If you hold a Svek Sveka has to be able to be Misapeches, why did the Gemara have to say the father accepted Kedushin less than three, even if the father accepted Kedushin more than three? It's not a Svek Sveka. Because it's not Shayach Ratzon when she's a Ketana. It must be it is Shayach Ratzon when she's a Ketana. But according to Tosfos, it's Muchach that Tosfos holds. You don't need Svek Sveka HaMisapeches. Because if you needed Svek Sveka HaMisapeches, then the Gemara could have picked a simpler case. So, Bekitzer, Rabbi Kiveger learns that when the Gemara, when Tosfos says, Shem Oynes Chadhu, it does not mean that it's not Misapeches. It means it's all the same name. Let's move on in Tosfos. Okay, this is where it gets juicy. If it hasn't already. Vim Taimar. By a woman who the father accepted Kedushin less than three. Vinukma Becheskas Heter Labala. So we have one Shaila, Oynes and Ratzain. Why don't we say that it was definitely an Oynes? Why? To establish the woman Becheskas Heter Labala. Cheskas Heter Labala should say that she's mutter to her husband. In the previous Tosfos by Eishes Kayin, we couldn't use Chazaka because the Chazaka was going up against Cheskas Haguf. But now, when the Shaila is Oynes Ratzon, why can't we use Cheskas Heter Labala? Tosfos says a Chiddush. Tosfos' Chiddush is, even though there's a Chazaka that it was Ba'oynes, Rav says it was Ratzon. Because if she was raped, she would have screamed and we would have heard about it. So we have a roiv going up against the chazaka. V'yeshalmer de unsa kala isla. Oynes has a koil. Kedamrina b'yushalmi. Unsa yeshla koil. V'hashta deleka kala. Now that there was no koil, havale ratzain ruba umiyud oynes. Now that there's no koil, ratzain is the roiv. Miyod is the oinus. Veruba vechazaka ruba adif. Again, Toisus' kasha was, why don't we say that chazaka says it was oinus? Says Toisus, because we have an opposing force, namely, Roiv says that it was Ratzain.
So how do we have
a Sveik Sveika? So Toisus asks, what's the Sveik Sveika of him, Taimar? Im kein b'Sveik Sveika nami. By a regular woman, there's no Sveik Sveika. Why? Because Rav should say it was Ratzain. And then, now we only have one Shaila. Tachtav or Lav Tachtav. Im Taimar became b'Sveik Sveika nami teyasa. The Sveik Oinas command alesadami. The suffix of oinus is like it doesn't exist. V'lo nishar elachad suffix tachdav. And by the way, when it comes to suffix tachdav, there's no suffix because regarding that we have cheskas aguf that says it was tachdav. V'v'holoi shachlo k'me b'cheskas heter k'deprishos. We already said cheskas aguf beats cheskas heter. So, very good, Rav Asi. Toisus is asking if we have a roiv that it was probably a ratzain, because if it was ba'ainas, she would have screamed out. So then, in the case of Svek Sveika, a regular woman, where we don't know, was it tachtav or lav tachtav, and even if it was tachtav, maybe it was ba'ainas. No, ainas is not a possibility. Roiv should obliterate the miyot of Oinus. So if Roiv obliterates the Miyot of Oinus, so then we only have one suffix, Tachtav Lavtav. And regarding Tachtav Lavtav, Cheskas Haguf already beats the Cheskas Kashrus. By the way, why didn't Toisus Tabad ask, what's the sex sake in the Gemara? Cheskas Haguf should beat Cheskas Kashrus. And therefore, that we only have one suffix. We already know it's tachtav, and there's one suffix, oinus ratzain. Apparently, the fact that cheskas haguf beats cheskas kashrus, that doesn't make it not a suffix. It's sort of machriya, the suffix, but it's still a suffix, and it could be mitzarev to another suffix. The problem is, we don't have another suffix, because we have roiv. So, Toi, listen to this answer. Toisa is not really a roiv. It's a shvach a roiv. V'oimeri, dahai ruba de baratzain ain't a roiv gamor. That roiv of ratzain is not a complete roiv. Ela have a midrabanan. It's only a roiv midrabanan. So, but it doesn't obliterate the miyot. V'okachlam b'makoim, svek sveka. If you have an additional suffix, tachtav, lav tachtav, even though we have a chazaka on that suffix, that it was tachtav, but we have a suffix, tachtav, lav tachtav, it will be mitzarev to the miyot, a possibility that it was ba'oinas. But regarding the one suffix, where we wanted to know, was it oinus barat or ratzain? And now you want to say, well, it was probably oinus because of cheskas heter. No, the roiv's going to fight it and say that roiv is ratzain. Makim chatzik chash rabban ratzain legabe oinus ruba. And so this is a quasi roiv. The roiv is a roiv, but it's only midrabanan. It's going to say between oinus and ratzain, ratzain. But it's not going to eliminate the possibility of Inus. And Toisa says, "Va'ashkechon ki haygavna gabe tinok shenimtza b'tzad ha'isa." We find such a thing by a child that's found on the side of dough that we don't know whether the child was matame the dough. Dol haveruba ela mejabanan ulahachi kama Rabbi Yochanan hasam. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said over there, "De'ain sarfen olav es hachuma." We don't burn shuma on it. Okay, one more kash of Toisus. V'im toimer, akati ve'eshes koinu v'kibal avya kedushim chusam hashem shalosh li yisrael ikas svek sveka. Gevaldik! We say Ba'ishas Kohen, there's one suffix, Tachtav Lav Tachtav. Ba'ishas Shekibla Avia, Kedusha Basma, Mibas Gimel, there's one suffix. Oynes Ratzain. Says Tosis is another suffix. It's a Sekseka, the suffix Mukas Eid, suffix Drusasish. What about the possibility that she went horseback riding? Maybe she got a stick stuck in her, and that's what broke the Basula. Meaning, say like this, maybe it was a stick or a man, and even if it was a man, maybe it was Oynes by Pchusim Bas Gimel, or maybe it was Lav Tachta by a Kohen. But what about the possibility that her Basulim came from an injury? Safik Mukas is Safik Jesus, Beishas Kohen is Salamayram Tim Salamayram De Imma Mukas is Komakim Safik Tachtav, Safik Ein Tachtav. Eishas Salam Tim Salam De Inna Mukas is Safik Bas Gimel, Safik And the Ein Lama doing is like Shriach. Don't say an injury is not common to Hamrinam be'elo narois gabe suma she'ein la tanas besulin mimnei shenechbata gabe karka. We say a blind person, you can't taina that she's not a besula because she might have got injured. So the Gemara says anyone could have got injured. So in came Shriach. So Lepirush, Rabbeinu Chananel, Demukaseitz, Pizchal Sosim, Al Sishab. Rabbeinu Chananel says that even if someone's a Mukaseitz, she's still closed up. She just might not have blood. So Toysus answers, Mukaseitz is not possible.
The Bistulin doesn't grow back if she's Paches Mishal
Shleisha? What?
Toysus is asking that she was a Mukas age before?
No. Maybe the reason she's Pesach Basul, she's Mukas age after three. So that would not answer her to her husband. It's an injury, right? Maybe she got it.
Even though it was Tachtav, it's Stama different.
Yeah, right. In other words, she's injured. She got an injury. That's why she doesn't have Basulim. That, if her Basulim got broke by through an injury, that's not going to answer her to her husband. So now Tosis brings in a new factor, and that factor is, what is the woman saying in this case? When the guy says, hey, lady, you're open, what does she say? Yeah, but you don't put the toothpaste cap back on the toothpaste, so take that. You know, what is she saying? Is she saying, Bari? So presumably she's not saying anything. But the emisa, the mukaseitzi, have a toyenes the in. Tosus says if she really was a mukaseitzi, she would have said so. By oines, she's not. We don't say, well, if really she's not, she would have said so. It's embarrassing for her to say she was raped. It would be embarrassing that she had relations, even lav tachtav. But it's not embarrassing that she got injured. And the fact that she doesn't say, I got injured, means that's not what happened. Otherwise, she would have said so. So basically, what we did in the first part is we read these two Tosfosin. We learned Rabbi Kiva Eiger's Chakira in Shem Oynes Chadhu. Is the Pshat, it's one shame, or is it Eina Mishapeches? And Rabbi Kiva Eiger proved that it's one shame. Because if it's a lack of being Mishapeches, then the Gemara didn't have to say the father accepted Kedushin less than three. The Gemara could have said more than three, but it's still not Mishapeches, because you can't say, is it Oynes, is it Ratzon? And even if it's Ratzon, maybe Einoi Tachtav. There is no Ratzon Einoi Tachtav, because that's a Katana. Now we get to the even funner part. I'm going to make this Chelek base, okay? So,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.